Our message tonight is Release Your Faith for Favor. Release your faith for favor. Turn with me your Bibles to Genesis chapter 41 and verse 40. And we're going to talk about Joseph, how he had favor. Genesis 41, starting with verse 40. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, Bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. So we know that Joseph, he was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers. And then he ended up in prison for doing something, accused of something that he did not do. Mm-hmm. But Joseph had the favor of God on him. Amen. And he had so much favor that he ended up in prison. He ended up running the prison. He worked under the warden of the prison. So he got a promotion in prison. You know, God can promote you wherever you're at. Amen. He can make you shine wherever you're at. Amen? Amen. Amen. God is able to do all things. Amen? Amen? And even make you, he even then made him ruler once he got out of prison, made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. So that's a great promotion, isn't it? Amen. And God will promote you even in the midst of your worst place in your life. God will make you stand out. So it doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. All we've got to do is do everything that we do unto the Lord. Do it as unto God. Amen? Amen. And you know what we do though? I mean, I know if I was in prison, I wouldn't be a happy camper. Especially, you know, I'm getting accused of something I didn't do. And to start with, my family threw me in a pit because they're jealous of me. And then I get sold into slavery. Then I get accused of something I didn't do. I get thrown into prison. What kind of attitude would we have? Amen? But Joseph knew his God. He knew that God was on his side. Amen? And so everything that Joseph did, he did as unto the Lord. And because he had the favor of God on him, God promoted him. God made him stand out. So even, let's go to Genesis 47, a couple of chapters over. Genesis 47, even in your worst circumstances, look for God's favor in your life. Look for him to promote you, no matter what it looks like in the natural. Genesis 47. I'll get there in a minute. In verse 12, says, And Joseph nourished his family and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. Now, Joseph, you know, his family ended up coming and bowing before him, his jealous brothers, you know, just like his dream has said that would happen. And so then Joseph was so favored and so blessed that he was able to feed his family. And at this time, there was a famine in the land. So even when there was a famine in the land, God increased Joseph. God made him rich. Amen. God gave him riches. Amen. So God took Joseph from from the pit to the palace. Uh-huh. Amen. So sometimes you might feel like, well, I'm in a pit. You know, just nothing's going right for me. But God has a promotion for you. He's got a good plan for you. Amen. He has a palace in store for you. So keep your eyes on what God's plan is, not what the enemy wants for your life or what it looks like the enemy's doing in your life, but look to God. That favor is on you. Mm-hmm. It is on you. Amen? Amen. So, and you know what? Satan meant for evil. God turned it around for Joseph's good. Amen. Praise God. And he'll do the same for you. He'll turn it around for your good. And God took Joseph from rags to riches. Amen? So, you know, God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. You might be experiencing a bad position tonight, but God is no respecter of persons. He still has a plan for your good. That's what his word says. My plans for you are for good and not for evil. So if something evil or something bad is going on in your life, get ready for a promotion. Yes. Amen. Amen. Get ready for a provision like you've never seen before. Amen. God will take you from rags to riches just like he did Joseph. And that's his plan and his purpose for your life. God wants you to know that you are somebody special to him. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. You are special in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. You're so special to him that he sent his only begotten son. And he allowed him to be put on the cross so that you can spend eternity with God himself. Amen. That's how much he loves you. That's how special you are to him. God wants you to get a revelation that he loves you so much, that you are so special to him, and that his plans for you are for good and not for evil, that he has got a blessing on the other side of whatever trial or tribulation you might be going through right now. It is just for a time, for a season, amen? Joseph was in prison just for a time, for a season. Then came the blessings, then came the promotion, then came the riches, the favor of God. God was setting him up the whole time. See, God has a plan. Sometimes we can't see that plan. Sometimes we wonder, God, what are you doing? God, are you even there? Do you have a plan? Yes, he does have a plan. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. He has something good in store for you. You are his prized possession tonight. Amen? Amen? The favor of God will take you from prison to the palace tonight. The favor of God will take you from the rags to the riches tonight. Pastor used to laugh at me because when we first got married, I don't know. I thought, you know, if you had a VCR, you were rich. Because our house, we never had a VCR. We were good to have a color TV, to be honest with you. But, you know, I can say God brought me from rags to riches because I got a TV and a VCR and every room of the house just about. See, we need to recognize where God has blessed us at. You know, we're always thinking, well, I don't have this and I wish I had that. But we need to just recognize what we do have, amen. The blessings we do have, amen? And I think, you know, I'm dressed pretty good. I might not be dressed the best in the world, but I'm thankful for what God has given me, amen? Amen. I'm thankful for the vehicles that I've got, uh-huh. Amen? We've got two vehicles in the house. Amen. Some people don't have that. I feel like I'm pretty rich. Amen, but I'm not finished. God's not through with me. Amen. He's got more for me. Uh-huh. Now, I'm not seeking those things, but God, I'm sorry. I'm God's favorite child. Amen. 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 I'm just God's, I just had the favor of God on me. Yes. Amen. I just recognize the favor of God on my life. Everything, and he gets all the glory. Everything that I'm blessed with is because of God. It's not because I'm not special for anything that I've done. But everything that I've got is because God has His favor on me, because I'm a child of God. And that's the bottom line. Too many people go around beating themselves up. You know, you cannot do one thing to make yourself any more saved. You can't do one thing for God to love you anymore. So we need to just get over ourselves. You know, we all make mistakes. We've all failed and fallen short of the glory of God. And we need to just realize, you know, we are striving. If you are a Christian, you're striving tonight to do your best for the kingdom of God, to do your best for to show the love of God in your life. You wouldn't be here on Sunday night. You wouldn't be here tonight if your heart was not toward God. Amen. So expect to receive favor. Don't feel bad about it. Rejoice about it. Thank God, you know, tell that God has shown favor to you. He's blessed you. Because that's what it's like if you're a parent and you save up, you want to do something, give your child something great. Something you know they really, really want. And you save up the money for it. And you give it to them. And then they're so excited. Amen. They're so excited. And you know, you get more of a blessing out of it than they do. And that's with anything. If you give anybody anything, if you do anything for anybody, you get more of a blessing out of it than anybody else, than the other person. And that's why God wants us to be. Amen. He wants us to know that He gets pleasure out of doing good to His children. He gets pleasure out of blessing His children. He gets pleasure when you recognize that He's given you favor. And it's something for us to just be thankful for and to share the goodness. See, it's the goodness of God that leads man to repentance. It's the goodness of God. Because we serve a good God, don't we? Yes. Amen? We serve a good God. So I want to just end with a couple of scriptures here before I turn over to Pastor. And these are from the New International Version. Psalm 5 and 12 says, "Surely, Lord, You bless the righteous. You surround them with Your favor as with a shield." Psalm 84:11. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk blamelessly." Psalm 3:1-4. "My son, do not forget My teaching, but keep My commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." We have the favor of God. As I said, not because of anything we've done, but because we are a child of God. Amen. We have the favor of God. Hallelujah. Turn over to Pastor.
And I'm going to say the same scripture that she just mentioned, Psalms 5 and 12. "For You, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield." Now, favor, the revelation that I've got of favor now is greater than the revelation I had 20 years ago. I've heard a lots and lots of messages on favor, and you know, the more messages you hear on it, the more revelation God gives you. Every time you hear a message on the same thing, more, you know, your seed is watered and it grows and you understand more and it goes deeper. But one thing that I never really saw before, and I see it now so plainly in the last year or two, is the connection with, if you want more favor, you need to confess it daily. You need to declare every single day of your life, "I have the favor of God and the favor of man." And with me and Pastor Sharon, we've learned to apply it like, in unusual situations. Okay, now, things that you wouldn't necessarily think are favor, but we are recognizing favor in more and more ways, and so we're declaring it in different ways. They had a real problem one time, really her whole life, finding her veins to give her shots or draw blood, especially drawing blood. They had a real problem with that. And we, our lightning fast minds, it came up on us one day, why don't we claim favor that she is, you know, it's very easy for her to have somebody to draw her blood. And we started doing that, and they'd get it the first time. And I realized there was a connection there. We're not just saying it in our morning devotions or whatever. We're saying it as we're going out during the day. We're declaring favor over specific situations and circumstances. And I found the more we've done that, the greater our favor on our life has been. Declare it daily. Declare it on purpose. Declare it over your friends. Declare it over your relatives. Declare it over your enemies. You missed it. Declare it over your enemies. If there's anybody you need favor with, it's your enemies. Declare it and you will see it more and more. We declare it when we're going to somewhere and we know there's going to be a waiting period. We declare that we have the favor of God and the favor of man, and we declare that we get seen very quickly. We don't have to wait a long time because of the favor of God. And we've seen it happen over and over and over. Since we're declaring it every day, things happen, okay? Like, now see, you might not recognize this as the favor of God, but I see it as the favor of God. I was ordering something, like K-cups, for coffee cups or whatever. And there are a certain amount of money, you get them every month, and we, you know, drink coffee or whatever, and they're a certain price. And then we found these K-cups all of a sudden on a sale. It popped up on my computer, and it was buy one, get one. And I thought, wow, that's pretty, you know, that's really good. So I said, I wonder if I buy more than one, get one. And then found out there was no limit to it. Then found out that if you bought a certain amount, you got free shipping. And then if you bought even more, you got $10 more off. And it just kept going. And I realized we bought two cases and got 2.5 cases free. I mean, that's pretty good. To me, that's favor. That's definitely favor. Gift cards. And I had an email that popped up one day, and it said that Sam's had gift cards and they were on sale, and it was one of the restaurants that we use all the time, and it said you can buy a $50 gift card for $37. And I said, let's see, my lightning fast mind. We eat here at least once a month. That would save us, you know, some money. Why not go ahead and do it? We're going to spend it when we get to the restaurant. Why not spend it ahead of time? So we bought several of those, and it saved us a bunch of money. Now, I declare that as the favor of God. Amen. I declare that came because we've been declaring the favor of God. Yeah. I've told y'all about my Sam's Club. I'll say it again, my turkey incident at Sam's Club. I went to Sam's Club one day, and I was in there to get deep-fried turkey breast. They had them at a certain time of year. It's this time of year, but it was a few years ago. And anyway, they had them. They had just come out, and I loaded the buggy down with them because I said, I'm going to buy like enough for a year because I really like those things, and I'm going to go ahead and get a whole bunch of them. And, you know, because they'll sell out quick and it'll be gone, seasonal thing. And so I loaded the buggy down with those and a few more items, and I got in the line and waited through the line, got up to the person. They said the computer went down right in the middle of the order. They said, you're going to have to go to this line. And this line was backed up. I'm going to have to start out in the back of this line. And I'm thinking, I might just want to leave this buggy here. You know, and I said, no, no, no. It just kept, something just kept, just go ahead. Just do, wait. And be nice. So I waited, got up to the line again. And they said, the computer's down. And I'm like, it can't be. They said, but it is. We need you to go to the service desk. There's a line at the service desk. I'm going to be at the back of the line at the service desk. And I'm really thinking, let's just leave the buggy here, Lord. Please let me just leave the buggy here and tell them that it's here. I ain't got to be mean about it. I just got to say, I got to go. Mm-mm. Okay, got the service desk. Finally got up to my time at the service desk. The guy rings it up. And I'm really good with basic math. I'm not good with other kind of math, but basic math I understand really well. And he rung it up, and I knew what I had in the buggy. And he said, here's what you pay. And I said, sir, that amount's wrong. He said, it is not wrong. It got him that I said that, and I said, you don't understand. I said, I'm not trying to contradict you for my benefit. This is for your benefit. You're wrong the other way. Uh-huh. I said, it does me no good to tell you you're wrong. You're not charging me enough money, is what I'm trying to tell you. You're definitely not charging me enough money. He said, you're wrong. And he was condescending, and he was arrogant, and he was like, I'll show you. And I said, sure, go ahead. And he got every item that I had, and he re-scanned it, and he redid it, and he said, I told you I had it exactly right. I said, really? I said, you're absolutely sure? He said, yeah. And I made this statement to him. I said, so you will have no problem with me paying that amount of money and walking out of this building? He said, none whatsoever. I said, so there's going to be no hard feelings between anybody if I walk out of this building and I pay this amount of money. I said, I'm done now. If I walk out this door and I pay this amount of money, I'm done. He said, this amount is right. I don't care what you say. This amount is right. And I'm like, he's fighting against me and I'm trying to help him. And I said, sure. I said, here we go. Let's pay it. I paid it. I went home. I was trying to figure out, I said, now, how did they miss it so bad? Because it's $80 to my good. $80 to my good. Not counting tax. $80 to my good. And I said, how did they miss it? Because he counted the items out. They didn't. The computers were goofed up. So what they did is, okay, let's just say it was $5 a pound. That's what they charged me for the whole thing. $5. $4. $5. $4. I had like 8 or 9 of those in the buggy. $80 is what I wound up with. And I'm like, now, Lord, I tried to tell him. I didn't try to cheat anybody. And he showed me that was a favor of God. I caused you to receive my favor. You weren't trying to manipulate or control, you understand, or beat somebody out of wrongly. But you told them you did everything you could do. Now, that was my blessing on you. All I know is we had deep-fried turkey that was pretty much free. It was very, very cheap. Claim favor over your job. Claim favor with the people you work with. Claim favor with your boss. Sometimes, I know years ago, especially years ago, and I'm sure it's still now, that I don't recognize favor every time it's there. I mean, if you don't and I don't recognize favor in little bitty things, you'll never recognize it in big things. Let me give you that principle for a second. A lot of people through the years, as a pastor, have told me, Pastor, when I hit the lotto, Pastor, the amount that I'm going to tithe to the church is just so phenomenal. You can't even imagine when I hit the lotto. Well, what about that $100 bill you got in your pocket right now? Oh, no. I can't tithe on that. I got stuff to do with that. Yeah, if you can't tithe on the little, you'd never tithe on the large. If you can't recognize the favor in the little, you'll never recognize it in the large. Can you see that? There's a spiritual principle here. You must recognize it in the little bitty things. I was working in the factory job. It was a guy that didn't like me. I didn't particularly like him. And he asked me one day, he said, did they train you for the job that you're doing, like on tomorrow? He'd seen the schedule. I said, actually, they trained me for about an hour and a half. He said, do you know how to do it? I said, no, I have no clue. And he said, and so you're on that job tomorrow and like the next day and the next day. I said, yeah. And that was it. That was our conversation. The next day when it was time for me to start that job and do that job, this guy had worked his brakes around. This is a man that does not like me. He is not my friend. I'm not his friend. He came and made sure that it was ready for me to do and it would be easy for me to do. He'd have his lunch break and he'd come and he'd make sure the paper was ready to change and the stuff was ready to do. He did it so that I would have a good day. Now, hang on. Back then, I didn't understand. I didn't have a revelation of the favor of God, but that was the great favor of God. When even your enemies will be at peace with you, the Bible says. Even your enemies. There's a lot of things in a lot of areas we're not recognizing the favor of God. I know I can look back and I can see it in areas more and more where I didn't see it before. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. So we don't see them. We don't recognize them. Doesn't mean God's not doing them. It just means we're not seeing what we should be seeing. I just don't believe that's favor. Turkeys. I don't believe he can give you favor with turkeys. I don't believe it. The reason you wouldn't believe it is because your eyes are dim. Spiritually. That's why. Because you're spiritually blind. The eyes of your understanding haven't been enlightened where favor is concerned. Okay, now this little thing is, I'm not big on journaling. I wish I was, because I believe that God uses it a lot. I'm not big on it. But this year, I've tried to journal some things. I haven't journaled a lot. I've got a few pages in here that I've journaled. And when I say journal, this is my favor journal. I list things that I know were the favor of God. Now, I put stuff in here where people have given us food, or people have given us a dessert, or people have, you know, where Benjamin paid for our meal at, you know, when we went out to eat for my birthday. Now, people would say, that was your son. That's not the favor of God. Really? I could do a survey in this church and I could find some of your sons and some of your daughters would never, ever buy you a meal. They'd never pay for it. So something's going on. Either that's the favor of God or it's not. And I recognize it as the favor of God in my life. Mm-hmm. See, the things that you and I don't recognize as the favor of God is it's that dullness and we won't be able to receive. We're limiting the amount of the favor of God we receive by not being able to recognize it or see it. You say, well, that was a family member. It doesn't count. It counts no matter who it was. It counts if it's your mother, if it's your father, if it came, wherever it came from your heavenly Father, and it is the favor of God. And those are fighting words if you tell me it's not. Amen. Huh. Okay. I'm waiting in a line to get food. Seems like that's all of our thing. All of our life, we're waiting in line to get food. Seems like we're in a drive-thru. We're in, Lord have mercy. Dear God, we eat a lot. We're always somewhere in line getting food. I'm in line, waiting in line in the car to get food at the drive-thru. I'm waiting behind these other cars, so I open my mail that I had just got out of the mailbox and went to this place. Open the mail, doom, 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 doom. Huh, that's for this place. That's for what I already ordered. That's $6 off. I'm sitting in line, I got a coupon for $6 off while I'm waiting. You understand, if I hadn't had to wait, I wouldn't have got that favor. Sometimes we're not getting the favor because we're not willing to wait on it. Or we're not willing to wait right. Thank you very much. That was so good. We got two unexpected, this is earlier in the year, we got two unexpected checks in the mail for $88 total. I call that the favor of God. The TV I had wanted for 2 years and been pricing, because I do price things all the time online, the TV I'd been wanting for so long went on sale cheaper than I had ever seen it. It's a 50-inch TV for $149. I mean, it had everything I wanted on it with the Roku built in it, and I said, glory to God. I mean, that was less than half in what I had already seen it for at the cheapest price. To me, that was the favor of God. Benjamin borrowed my car back when, you know, he just moved to Boston. This is when he lived here. He filled my tank full of gas. He borrowed it. It was empty. He brought it back full. Amen. Hang on. Some of y'all's lightning fast minds are going to figure this out in a minute. Wait a minute. That could be $30, $35 worth of favor. You understand? That's what it was. Now, that was your son. Really? Does your child always bring it back full? Does your husband or wife ever bring it back full? All right, very good. We went to this place. This, believe it or not, this wasn't a food place. We went into this place, this office, and we were waiting. We filled out the thing. We're waiting 2 minutes. They called us in. We're in there, and they're doing whatever for 10, 15 minutes, about 10 minutes. We walk out, and we're done. We walk out into the lobby where we were sitting before, and the lobby is full. There's people everywhere. If we had been 10 minutes or 5 minutes later than we were, you're getting it, the favor of God, we'd have been there all day or hours waiting. I see that as the favor of God. We both noticed it when we went out. Did you see that lobby? Yes. Do you realize how much favor that we had prayed for favor before we ever went out to that place that day? We declared favor. Favor and flow is what we've learned to say now. Favor and flow, because you want favor and you want flow over your day. Can I give y'all a few more? We got our favorite table. This is food again. At the restaurant. We even know we asked the lady that waits on us, we asked, they have lots and lots of tables. And we asked her, what table number is this? And she told us it was 313. So every time we go in this particular restaurant, we ask for table number 313. And the lady, sometimes it'll be a new person, because they got a bunch of people working there. And this new person was there, and she said, the third section is closed today. I said, I understand. I said, but they open it for us. They always do it. And she said, really? I said, always. I said, it never ceases. They'll do it every single time, and they'll get somebody else to pick it up for us. Now, we're nobody. I mean, in ourselves, but we have the favor of God on us. Yeah. She said, I didn't know that. And she walked us back there, and she put us there. And then the next few minutes, we saw the manager came back there. And the manager said, can I take your order today? I'm like, why is the manager waiting on us? What's going on with this? We found out they were really, really short that day. We didn't know they were short because people had called in, and we had such favor that the manager waited on us and brought us our food. We didn't know. We didn't have any. We weren't being pushy. Favor's not pushy. Favor's not pushy. I was just letting them know that they do this for us every time we come. Every time. I have favor with Benjamin before he went to Boston, coming over and fixing everything that involves IT in our house. You say, that's not favor, that's your son. Trust me, that was favor, and that was my son. Matter of fact, I've got that on this book three different times because he had to keep coming back on different stuff. It just kept going down, and I don't have a clue. We had favor over when Pastor Sharon broke her arm a few months ago. We had an ambulance bill that was higher than any medical bill that we had. And waited and waited, and the insurance, it was a whatever, you know how insurance and stuff does. And so I finally called the insurance company, was on the phone with them for maybe an hour or so. And she said, no, everything is right about this bill. And I said, it just doesn't seem right to me, but that's okay. It was $1,100 that we still owed. And I said, wow. And so she said, now this is the insurance company, the ones that would pay it. Okay, I called the ambulance company to make arrangements for paying it. How do we're going to set this up? And as we're talking, I said, but I'll tell you the truth. I said, I called the insurance company, and to me, this bill doesn't seem right. I said, now, they went line by line, and I understand they told me it's right, and I'm not doubting your word. I was respectful to them. I said, but it just don't seem right to me. That's just me. And she said, let me see. And she started going down on her end, stuff I can't see. And she started calling out different things. I said, yeah, that's right, that's right. She said, 74 miles one way to the hospital. I said, whoop. She said, 74 miles one way to the hospital. I said, not a chance. She said, what do you mean? I said, our house is not 10 miles to the hospital that she went to, maybe 10 miles, but it's not 74 miles, I can guarantee you that. I said, not a chance. She said, well, they've got it 74 miles one way to the hospital. Then she said, this is wrong. I said, uh-huh. She said, and the insurance had paid everything they were going to pay. She said, don't pay this. I said, okay. She said, we're going to review this and don't do anything until we get back with you. That was 6 months ago. They haven't, or more, and they hadn't got back with us. I'm sure they found out that somebody was either misbilling or cheating billing. And all I know is we ain't got a bill. We don't owe nothing. That was of this point, we owe nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. That was favor. Amen. Watching a commercial on TV. The commercial pops up We don't even watch commercials on our TV because we have TiVo and we fast forward through them. But the commercial was about installing an app for your prescription drugs. And I thought, I never heard of that one. And so they're doing it, and I wrote down the name, and then I installed it on my iPad. And then it said, check your, you know, prescription. So I was checking the prescriptions. Said, it, you know, nothing really. It was $5 difference, $10 difference, whatever. And then I scrolled down, and it said, but you may qualify for this. And so I went on this other thing, clicked it or whatever. And one of my prescriptions was $274. And I went to the drugstore, and I told the lady, here's what they said. They said to give you this code here. I printed it out. She got it. And I'm thinking, this is a bunch of junk. I know what it is, but you know how that there's a lot of that out there. And she said, okay, sir. She said, that'll be $35. Oh. Excuse me? $274. $35. I hate to be a simpleton, but I believe that was the favor of God. And I can use that for a year. A year's worth of those prescriptions. Amen. Praise God. Called the cable company about the cable bill going up. Talked to them. That's always a fun experience all by itself. But we had claimed favor before we ever made the call. And when I got off the phone with the cable company, they had changed the everything, and they changed it to a new program or whatever that they just had come out with. Instead of having 30 megabytes, which I don't understand anyway, we got 100, which is the highest that they have. And instead of our bill being X amount of dollars, it was $20 less. See, now I'm simple. There again, I believe that was the favor of God. Thank you very much. I hate to keep getting food things. We were eating out at Outback. This has been months and months ago. And Granny and Pastor Sharon had ordered soup and salad. And the lady asked me, she said, do you want like soup or salad? And I didn't want it, you know, with my meal. And she said, she came back after everything. She said, do you want soup and salad? I said, mm-mm. She said, no. She said, they only had one serving. She said, you can have, this is unlimited soup or salad. She said, would you like it? I said, sure. She said, it's not going to cost you anything. I said, yeah, that's right. So, and then we were going to leave, and she said, would you like super salad? And I said, we can't take super salad with us. And she said, yes, you can. I said, explain this one to me, because I want to understand. You know, there's a scripture, and I can't give it to you right this second, but it's about knowledge increases favor. The more knowledge we have, the more favor that we can receive. See, I didn't have knowledge of this situation or their policy. And their policy is, it's all that you can eat, super salad. And you can't, because you got all you can eat, super salad, you can take a soup and a salad home with you for free. No big deal to y'all. It was a big deal to me. Can I give y'all a couple of more? Soft drinks. We were getting, I had priced some, they're called Zevia drinks. They're ginger ale and they're Diet Dr. Pepper, but they're made out of natural substances. A six pack on sale costs $5. That's quite a bit. Okay, I was going down the thing. I said, I wonder if Walmart's has got those. And I went down Walmart's, and it had root beer, $5, and had, you know, all these others, $5, $5, $5. Diet Dr. Pepper, 50 cents. Ginger ale, 50 cents. Cola, $5. Then it kept going, $5, $5. The only two that I wanted were 50 cents. I said, I wonder if this is for real. So being my curious person that I am, I said, I'm going to order a whole bunch of them. And I ordered a whole bunch of them, cases of them. I said, they're going to fill my trunk up with this stuff if it's really 50 cents, because that's $2 a case instead of $20 a case. See, your math is getting better now, isn't it? See, now you're thinking, And see, now you're immediately saying, that was the favor of God. That's what it was. My trunk was filled up. I got them all through the year. I have next 2020. It's a ginger ale Diet Dr. Pepper year. of these things. I promise you, I've got enough. Oh my God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got a lot more in this book that I didn't read out. I mean, tons of them I didn't read out. But I tell you, I hope that it enlightened you a little bit, that you could see the favor of God in areas that you've not seen it before, and where you will want to apply it in areas where you've never applied it before. Ask Deborah, if she, Deborah or whoever's coming tonight.